And it is time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis here on KLGR, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every week, we're talking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, last week they had the WASDE report come out on Friday, which was basically neutral, and now we're seeing a sharp drop in soybean futures this morning. Your thoughts on the markets and maybe why we're seeing that movement?
Yeah, you know, like you said, we had our USDA report last week, kind of a non-event, a little surprising for combining the January-February reports, but, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of that time of year that unless you have giant changes, you know, those reports, you know, aren't going to give you too much direction, I guess. But as far as this week, and you mentioned the sharp drop, do you want to talk about China again? You know, that's really what it comes down to. I feel like we talk about it every week, but that's the, you know, if you don't get news out of those USDA reports that shocks the market, which it didn't, and the weather is, you know, we might not think it's very stable around here, but, you know, fact of the matter is it's pretty non-eventful in the U.S., and it's at the moment, you know, pretty non-eventful in South America as well. So, you know, the market latches on to and focuses on probably the bigger picture news, which is the China trade talks and, you know, that are going on this week. So it started yesterday. Wednesday were the initial talks. And remember, you know, President Trump is not over in China involved in the talks. It's our trade representatives, as well as the Chinese trade representatives. The Chinese President Xi will be meeting tomorrow, it sounds like, and taking in part of those talks. But as of now, it's just the two sides and the trade reps. And, you know, the reports coming out of yesterday were that talks had, you know, so far so good was the quote. You know, talks had been going decent. The higher level talks were slated for Thursday and Friday. Now, remember, China, Beijing time is 14 hours ahead of here, so their Thursday talks are already completed. The news broke this morning that they're still pretty far apart. And, you know, the quote was that sides have failed to narrow the gap on trade talks. And I think the big hang up there, not necessarily on beans and ag products, you know, that's just kind of almost a secondary side effect. But, you know, where the gap is and where the talks haven't come any closer is on the, you know, the Chinese economy, the tampering and intellectual property and things like that. And it just doesn't seems like the U.S. is holding pretty strong and wants change there, and China doesn't. So, you know, we'll see if anything changes tomorrow with President Xi involved in the talks as well. You know, see if anything moves forward a little more. Otherwise, you know, it really is looking more and more like it's going to take a meeting between the two presidents, between the two world leaders, to actually get something done or not get done, you know, at least come to some sort of agreement here rather than just, you know, a few little talks back and forth. So it'll be interesting, you know, since the time is ahead, you'll probably hear, you know, more news break about the Friday talks sometime during trade hours tomorrow, since they'll be finished up overnight or early morning our time. So I would say that'll be something, you know, that's probably the main thing that'll finish out the week for us. And going into next week, you know, remember next week there's no markets or grain markets on Monday due to President's Day. So we won't open markets back up until 7 o'clock Monday night.
So, Jalen, where are we seeing a resistance and support in the markets this week?
Yeah, you know, and that's what it's going to come down to, too. You, if we don't necessarily get a deal or anything like that, you know, you likely won't have your, you know, your giant spike reactions or way down or anything like that. I think it'll, you know, somewhat be more range bound. And so you're, you know, that leaves your support and resistance points at the top and bottom of this range that we've been in, you know, which on March corn, 388 on the top, 371 on the bottom. We've talked about those levels for quite a while now, and it's, you know, it's becoming so small of a range that I think even 385, you know, on March corn is a big hurdle at this point that we need to jump first. You know, that's where your 200-day moving average is going to be sitting at, and we haven't gotten to that area since summer, really. on corn and beans. We've gotten to that area. It's been resistance. You know, that would be right now more around 931 on beans. 941 is the true top end of the range for March beans. 901, if we can hold support there. If we don't, you're looking at probably 880 would be your next support on March beans. If March corn would break the range, you know, you look ahead, where does that leave us? You know, where's upside after that? You know, really 394 March, if you're comparing that to July futures, if you're looking out for to take advantage of the carry grain in the bin, stuff like that, you know, that leaves 404 is the top of the range, and then 410 is that next little spike up on corn. We haven't seen, you know, that area for quite some time, so I would just start, you know, we'll start by looking at those levels. But, you know, you go back to the China talks, you know, what does that mean for the markets? You know, like I said, you know, probably more range-bound trade. You've seen volatility day like today. Beans can really drop off. If you get opposite news, they can spike back up and take back everything they lost, as we saw earlier in the week and last week. So, you know, going forward, it probably means, you know, your big deal potential, unless we get different news tomorrow, your big, you know, solving this problem or not. You probably don't hear about more of that until, you know, mid to later March. The thought is that if something doesn't get done this week, there's probably a good chance that they extend the deadline 30 or 60 days to try to reach a deal without putting additional tariffs on. If that's the case, you know, you probably line up more high-level talks between the two world leaders sometime, you know, right around the end of March planting intentions and grain stocks report. That's usually a pretty volatile report. It's also right at the start of U.S. planting. So, you know, puts you in that end of March, early April time frame. Seems like a ways off, but it's, you know, as a fact of the matter, it's really not. So, if people are looking at, from a risk management side, you know, May options, short-dated and calls and stuff like that, they get you out to about April 26th. That time frame, so something to look at there as well.
So, Jalen, anything else that you're going to be watching for next week?
You know, well, South American weather isn't anything, you know, spectacular right now. They're getting some rain, so I would say there's probably not a lot of that that's gonna be taken into account unless some forecast would really get switched around. You know, we'll look at progress. The Safrinha corn, second crop corn in Brazil, remember that's about 75% of their production. They're at record planting pace right now. So they're reported this week about 40% planted compared to 20% on average. So they're putting that corn in twice as fast as normal. They're getting some showers, so it's off to a, you know, I would say a good start as far as soil conditions goes, and it's getting in early. So in that sense, you know, it, you know, puts a little cap on corn for the time being. To take that away, you're going to need, you know, it to dry back up again as that stuff's emerging and going through vegetative stage to put some stress on it, which as of right now is not the case.
And we've been talking with Jalen Pitik. He is with Farm Work Cooperative. This has been the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.